Jim Bucknett, Democrat Matt Cartwright toast after voting for impeachment. By Sean Moran on January 25, 2020. Former Donald Trump administration staffer and Pennsylvania 8th Congressional District candidate Jim Bucknett told Breitbart News Saturday that Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, is toast after voting for impeachment. Bucknett, a former Donald Trump staffer for the Export-Import Bank, resigned from his position in the Trump administration so that he could run to oust Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA. Bucknett hopes to unseat Rep. Cartwright, who represents one of the 13 congressional districts that President Trump won by more than 6% during the 2016 presidential election and that Democrats flipped during the 2018 midterm elections. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle said that Rep. Cartwright cast himself as a self-proclaimed moderate, who is actually in league with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. The Pennsylvania Republican said that Pennsylvanians do not understand why the moderate Democrat voted for both articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Bucknett said, "Matt Cartwright is toast. We're going to take our message out and beat him. I've been traveling all around the district in the days since we launched and I hear over and over again. Why are they launching this war on President Trump? Why did Matt Cartwright vote with Nancy Pelosi?" Speaking of the impeachment trial against President Trump, Bucknett said, "It's bad TV, farcical arguments, shifty shift is disgraceful. I've never seen anything more disgraceful on the floor of the Senate." The former Trump administration staffer said that Cartwright has not pushed for pro-life legislation during his time in Congress. "They know that Cartwright is a shapeshifter, and you can't trust anything he says. Let's take the life issue," Bucknett said. President Trump is the first president to address the pro-life March for Life in Washington, D.C. Cartwright votes in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi, abortion on demand. "I think we need to choose life always, people that always vote for life. Matt Cartwright does not choose life." Bucknett said that his region of Pennsylvania, comprised of Hazleton, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre, could benefit from a bipartisan infrastructure project. However, Reps. Pelosi and Cartwright have resisted calls to pass an infrastructure plan. He said that his district is the heart of Reagan Democrat country. "We need more infrastructure, we need to rebuild our roads, we need to rebuild our bridges, and we're not getting it as the Democrats Pelosi and Cartwright are holding hands against President Trump. I grew up doing construction, and my family has had a plumbing and heating business for 50 years. People here make their living by working with their hands," he added. Bucknett also criticized Rep. Cartwright for sponsoring legislation that would allegedly benefit his family law firm, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, FACT. Filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics, OCE, believing that the congressman violated House conflict of interest rules. The Pennsylvania Republican said that if the legislation passed, it would put millions of dollars into the pockets of those he's close to. "I think that's wrong. I think that's inexcusable. I think he has to answer for that." Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.